So call us right now on 0966-211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Tonse Women challenges ECZ over Kendo Simbo decision. Member of the clergy reacts to Nasumwa viral video. Nigerian army rescues 360 people abducted by Boko Haram. Chivuta and Himwetwa picks Portugal, Spain as favorite for the global title. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Tonse Alliance National Women's League has expressed concern over the Electoral Commission of Zambia's ECZ decision requesting independent candidates who had selected the Kendo symbol to choose a new campaign symbol ahead of upcoming elections. Speaking on behalf of the Alliance, National Women's Chairperson Reverend Suvia Nawa says the decision was unfair and would place unnecessary burden on affected candidates, particularly women and youth who often operate with limited financial resources. Reverend Nawa questioned why the issue was only being addressed now when the Kendo symbol had initially been included on the list of approved symbols made available to aspirant candidates. She noted that many candidates had already printed campaign materials such as t-shirts, banners, posters and flyers, while others had introduced themselves to voters using the Kendo symbol as part of their campaign identity. Reverend Nawa says forcing candidates to rebrand their campaign just weeks before a crucial stage of the electoral process would create unavoidable financial challenges and confusion among voters. Two suspected criminals linked to the killing of seven people in Lukulu district have been arrested in Kasese area of Mushano, Zambezi district. The suspects were apprehended by Zambezi police following investigation into the deadly attack that occurred in Kawoi village in the Imenda area during the early hours of June 6, 2026. According to Western Police Commissioner Ray Hamonga, says the attack left seven people dead and several others injured after armed attackers allegedly invaded the village. The incident shocked communities across Lukulu district and sparked widespread concern among residents. Mr. Hamonga says the attackers also set five houses on fire, destroying property of unknown value, while 43 head of cattle were reportedly stolen from a local resident. Ngwelele Ward 23 independent aspirant ward councillor has pledged to accelerate the completion of the construction of a police post along Pendela Road. Speaking to Wonder Radio News Desk, Kelvin Kaluva says the delay in the completion of the police post in the area has worsened the security situation in Ngwelele Ward 22 and hence the need to complete the police post on time. Mr. Kaluwa says he will also introduce the neighborhood watch group as a measure of increasing security in the area and will also ensure the youths are empowered through youth empowerment loans.
We want to accelerate security measures in our ward, and one of the things that we shall do, when you go down Pendera Road, there is a land that has been designated for a police post. But we have seen that over time, leadership that has been there before us, because we are the next in coming, we have seen them not prioritizing programs that are aimed at enhancing security issues. So there's a police post that has been started at, I think it's at foundation level, but we do not know why they've not prioritized the ensuring that it is completed and handed over to the police so that we can scale up patrols that are aimed at reducing crime in our area. We know that once there's police presence that side, even the issues to do with safety and breaking will reduce.
In the local news, an economist has cautioned that while Zambia is recording positive microeconomic indicators, the true measures of economic recovery will be on ordinary citizens experiencing improvement in their daily activities. The economist says no economy operates entirely without interventions, as government and central bank across the world regularly implement measures to stabilize markets, manage inflation, and support growth. More in the following report by Kondwan Mapulanga.
Recent improvements in Zambia's economy have sparked debate over whether the country's stability is genuine or artificially sustained through policy interventions. One Love Radio engaged listeners on its flagship neighborhood program to understand the views of the communities across the country. These were the views.
So, kulibe business ni mamene machidika sometimes hapa bagulisa bena mumakomba nontiri kumongo kuno bena ngo basega mailo venda kuma order bachita banki ine naona ta business yeve iliko.
You know why my foreigners wachongana na pa hopa ken ina any moze bagulisa base because is ma consumers they are able to buy, so business iliko. Why is it that hapana chiwa wana rep ya ipali ponse town yo because consumers are able,
but my business manje siaru yenda chifukwa business imaenda kukonka na drama usiri kumanja kwa watu mumankala chabe mulichiri richiri sometimes 5 minutes no customer ngachoka muja mwaiso zungu ukirako kwa ndhanu kuja upere kakatundu ukapeza stumo waleva alichiri richiri.
However, an economist says such concerns require balanced assessment, noting that governments and central banks around the world regularly intervene in economies to maintain stability and support growth. The economist points to several positive developments in Zambia, including debt restructuring progress, easing inflation, improved trade surplus, and greater exchange rate stability. But it says economic recovery should not only be measured through microeconomic indicators.
So in the Zambian case, Zambia has recently recorded encouraging macroeconomic gains, which include improved trade surplus, progress on the debt restructuring, easing inflationary pressure, and the greater exchange rate stability, which we have witnessed as well. These developments suggest that economic management is yielding positive results and restoring confidence among investors and the markets. However, economic recovery cannot be judged solely or mainly by microeconomic indicators or headline sentiments. A genuine recovery should translate into improved employment opportunities, stronger household income, improved business activities, and enhanced purchasing power for ordinary citizens.
The economist says questions about the quality of economic growth will continue to arise if citizens do not feel its benefits at household level. He further warns that stability driven mainly by borrowing, subsidies or external support can become difficult to sustain if productivity and production levels do not improve.
The sustainable economic success can only be determined not only by what happens in the financial market, but government accounts, and but by whether citizens experience meaningful improvement in their daily lives or not. So the strongest economies are not those that avoid intervention. They are the worst, those ones that use intervention strategically to build productive capacity, enhance competitiveness, and create lasting prosperity. Zambia's challenge is a well-known challenge, is to ensure that today's stability evolves into tomorrow's broad-based economic growth and development.
The economist says Zambia's challenge now is to ensure that Zambia's economic stability develops into broad-based growth that creates jobs, increases incomes, and improves the living standards of citizens. Kondwani Maplanga for One Love News, Lusaka.
This is Church News.
Thank you for that detailed report, Kondwan Maplanga. And now we dive into church news. A Lusaka-based pastor has advised men and women of God to always seek God's direction and guidance before undertaking deliverance activities in order to avoid negative outcomes. Jesus